Ah, Pharos. Still clinging to the last vestiges of life, I see. You cannot talk, though, can you? Well, what a rare opportunity for me. Let me just get comfortable. Well, let me tell you a story. In the vast plains of reality, there are many creatures that walk, crawl, fly, soar, and slither. There are those who are indestructible, invulnerable, and everlasting. They are the unending embodiments of the greatest forces in the universe. There are also the mortals, creatures whose lives are short, but often no less rich and varied. Their force on the greater whole is always measured in aggregate, in attrition. They are the great patterns of the world on which fate so often bends, from invisibly small to impossibly vast. Then there are those like you and I, Pharos, the immortal creatures who stride across vast oceans of time. Hundreds of mortal lives pass by so quickly. They live, and they die before you know it. Seeing this is our burden and our pleasure. But mortals are still kin to us, Pharos. Not simply because you know death like they do, but because we can also be utterly killed and destroyed. We are not invulnerable, and there are creatures that prey upon even us. One such creature is a raven. He is one I know rather well. You may have heard his story before, but allow me to belabor the concept for you. This raven, black as night, black as space, consumes our kind to extend his own life. It's true that you are a fact of the universe, but you are still an idea that has an origin. That idea of you could be plucked from this reality like the eye from a goat and swallowed whole. You would be torn apart, down to your base essence, in the stomach of a fat, hungry beast. You could be erased so that not a single person remembers your name. Not even me. Not that I'd ever allow that. Every few thousand years, this raven pauses his hunt. He returns to his home planet to rest and sharpen his beak on the rocks. Some might call the hard, black substance of that place diamond. It is solid, straight through the planet's core. While he was resting there, I asked him once, "How long is eternity?" To this he answered, "By the time I have worn this planet down to dust, the first moment of eternity will have passed. I tell you this to give you the right perspective, Pharos. If you ever successfully betray me, I will send you to a hell dimension for one single moment of eternity. You'll be torn apart and violated over and over again until your mind fractures and your will shatters. Your last sentient thoughts will be of me and the desire to return to service at my side. And I will allow you to return, Pharos. I will bring you back to me and put your mind back together. I will never abandon you. I will never leave you. I will never release you. You have been given to me, body, brain, heart, and soul. You are mine. And you are all I love in this world.